And welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you. 9:42 on this Wednesday morning in Manhattan. And I am now here with K-State Police Chief Ronnie Grice and Lieutenant Brad Millington. Guys, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to be here.
All right. A lot to talk about. Not a whole lot of time, but definitely a lot to talk about. July 1st is when the concealed carry goes into effect for K-State, unless things change in Topeka before then. But how are you guys preparing for that? And I guess maybe for some background, if you just want to summarize exactly what that means as far as for our listeners.
Under Kansas law, concealed carry was passed several years ago, but the universities, colleges and universities, was exempt from concealed carry until July 1 of 2017. So the exemption is about to expire. And so with that expiring, we're having to get prepared, get the faculty, get the staff, get everyone prepared for the law when it has an impact on us.
All right, and we got a caller. You guys are pretty popular already. Caller, you are on In Focus.
Yeah, I know concealed carry is very important, but we've never had anybody killed at the stadium by a weapon. Also, I'd like to see what your opinion is of how are we going to address the illegal drinking in the parking lot. Posted at every entrance says no alcoholic beverages allowed on state property. I guess that that doesn't mean there, because we have a lot of people drinking up there, very evident. I've heard people say, well, we patrol it. Well, it must be with their blinders on, because it's rampant, it's bad, it needs to be stopped. And I just was wondering, what will your policy be this year on that? I know you have extra officers there at all times. You have the Kansas Highway Patrol, RCPD. You're now paying them to direct traffic for you and put the cones out. What will be the policy on drinking this year? And when you decide, I think it should be included when people get their ticket. Here is our new policy, or print it on the ticket. Then everybody's advised. Then there's no crying about it. It is a thing. It is out of hand. It's been out of hand for several years. If they can't go to a game and have fun without drinking, don't go to the game. I'll listen.
Well, first answer is that, okay, since this is not a concealed carry question, about 3 years ago, the athletic department drafted a policy that allowed consumption on the parking lots, east lot, west lot, on game day, in which the parking lots became part of the stadium. So with that being said, that policy actually allows individuals of legal age to consume on the parking lots. We still have a zero tolerance policy against underage drinking. So if you're under age 21, you will be cited. But they drafted and approved a policy 2 years ago to allow the parking lots to become part of the stadium, to allow individuals of legal age to consume. And there were some stipulations that no kegs were allowed, you can't drink out of a can, and no open saloons and no glass containers. So the policy has been put in place. So that falls under the athletic department.
All right. Thank you very much. Thanks for the call. And again, any questions, comments, 785-537-1350. Going back to campus concealed carry, which has been the hot issue this summer, especially for you guys, who it directly affects you guys and what you guys have to do. I know Bill Snyder Family Stadium, Bramlage, has been exempt from that. Or excuse me, not exempt from that. Yeah, clear that up. I have that mess muddy, obviously.
They are not exempt. The athletic complex, which includes Bill Snyder Stadium and Bramlage Coliseum, at those events, there is going to be what's called ASMs. Under the Board of Regents policy and university policy, each institution will have to purchase magnetometers with additional staff, kind of like when you go through screening at the airport.
Or like what's at the Riley County Courthouse now.
Right. What's at Riley County Courthouse?
Yeah.
So at those events, the ASMs will be put in place. Now, the biggest impact that is having on the universities is that the purchase of the equipment and additional manpower. And the dollar figures are pretty high. And so on those events, those ASMs, which is also called added security measures, will be put in place just like at the courthouse.
And Brad, your thoughts on this as far as when, as far as you guys preparing for July 1st? And like Ronnie just said, a lot of costs, and you hear this in city and county government a lot when they say unfunded state mandates, and it seems like this falls under that.
Yeah, it does. As preparing, we're looking at the stadium and what additional manpower the needs are at the stadium and for the game days. We're probably going to have things set up different. It's going to take more time to get into the stadium because we'll have the added security measures and all that up there. So it's kind of wait and see until it actually takes effect and see how it's going to go. I mean, everybody has an idea, well, this could happen, this may happen. We don't know until after July 1 and see what actually plays out.
And would that be for every entrance of the football stadium, of Bramlage, every way you can get in? Are we going to expect some metal detectors and those sort of security measures with every entrance?
I think that we're going to have probably some of those entrances that's going to be listed as restricted, which means these are entrances that are not open or accessible to the public. We're just looking at the ones that are open to the public. So you're probably talking about some of the main gates. But there are some gates, like there's a gate that's just restricted to the band only, or one gate that's going to be just restricted to home team, visiting teams, and officials. We won't need those measures on those gates because of limited access and only individuals who are mandated to be in those areas. But as for the main gates, you can look to see X number of additional staff, magnetometers, law enforcement on those gates.
As far as on campus, what should we expect there as far as any new security measures or changed security measures?
Right now, there won't be any changes at this time. We really don't know what to expect. We are working on educating the university community with the Board of Regents policy, with the university policy. We're going to probably extend some training for the dispatchers because they're going to be the one that's going to get that first call. And asking the right questions will depend on the response of the officers when they respond to a weapons call. There's a lot of faculty that are concerned, and we have a lot of students that are concerned because you have spent all this time in an environment where the only people that you knew had guns was law enforcement. Now, some of them are concerned about classmates or who their roommate might be in the residence halls. You got some faculty that's concerned, and I think this is probably is hindering some of their recruitment process for faculty. You have some faculty that are actually saying that they're retiring because they don't want to have to work in that environment. So, in a way, mentally and psychologically, it is having an impact on the university.
I know we saw that with some neighboring universities that you've had exactly what you're talking about, those cases of some faculty retiring early and voicing out a lot of criticism against this law and citing their early retirement as that. As far as for what you guys have to do, and I know that you guys just got to follow the law as it reads and deal with it that way, but the added stress for you guys has to be a concern too.
Well, it's always a concern when you have to deal with other individuals that have weapons. But one of the most concern that we do have this year is that when the legislature took out the training requirements. Now, even though the training requirements were minimal.
And training requirements for?
Concealed carry.
In general.
In general.
Right.
Okay. Now, if you're of legal age, you don't even have to have any type of training, and you don't even have to be familiar with the gun, but you can carry it. And so that's been a big concern of law enforcement, is that no training requirement. And there are individuals who might have a gun that they're just not familiar with it because they've had no training.
And I know President Myers has voiced a lot of that. And if there's anybody I'm going to listen to when it comes to firearms or anything of that nature, I think I'll listen to the, was it four-star general? Right?
Yes.
I mean, the former
yes.
chiefs of staff. I think he has some good insight on that. And he's always said that, you know, even when in his military experience, they didn't just give people guns without any training. You had to be trained
right.
to carry that around. Brad, your thoughts on that?
I mean, just with the class before, I mean, at least with the class, they had to go through an 8-hour class, and they had to go through the law portion and the gun qualification and all that. So at least they had some background on what was actually expected of them, what they could and couldn't do, and now it's just kind of a free-for-all.
Right.
Really in another way to put it. So.
You know, just like with if I want to drive a car, I have to have a license, and with that license comes a lot of training. You just don't go to DMV and be like, oh, I just bought a car. Can I have my license, please?
Yeah.
There's there's requirements for that, and the fact that there's no requirements for concealed carry, and that, is that for open carry as well, or is that just concealed carry? Did it combine those things?
No, that's open carry.
Just open carry.
At least open carry is not prohibited on university and college campuses. So you can open carry anywhere, but you can't do it on campus.
And that's even with this new law.
Right.
That's so that's just
law.
For concealed.
Right, that's just
okay.
for concealed.
So that's an important distinction to make.
Yes.
In this case. When you're looking at this issue, and especially just the security measures, you talked a little bit about some of the expenses that go along with this. You know, nothing's for free, and there's a big cost to this. Do you know anywhere as far as a figure that you might think that we're looking at as far as increased cost to the university?
When we was in the meeting with the Regents, and I think between KU and us, they were looking at somewhere between $700,000 and $800,000 to implement the ASMs. That's with the equipment.
Just getting started.
That's just getting started. That's with the technology, the staff, additional officers. Yeah, it's pretty expensive. So you're talking a lot of money.
Hey, and in a climate when we're very, you know, worried about being as efficient with our costs as possible,
right.
That doesn't help. Doesn't help. Here with K-State Police Chief Ronnie Grice and Lieutenant Brad Billington. Any questions, comments? Just got about a little less than 5 minutes left. Give us a call at 785-537-1350. Gentlemen, any other issues that you want the public to know about as far as the going-ons with the K-State Police? And I guess this summer, what's the summer like for you guys? What keeps you guys busy during this time of year?
You want to go first?
I guess I can go first.
Put Brad on the spot there.
We have a lot of different camps. There's still stuff going on. We have Boy State coming. There's football camps, volleyball camps. FFA's coming. I mean, there's camps throughout the whole year that we still have a job to protect all them and serve all them. Then we got all the road construction going on that we got to deal with. So it's not quite like it used to be where, I mean, it, campus gets slow, we get slow, but it's not, we're a lot busier now than we used to be on summer. It's 365 for us now too. So
as far as recruitment, is this a big time of recruitment for you guys for next semester?
Probably. And the reason I say probably, not staff wise but normally on game day we bring in a lot of external officers. And I've been reaching out to some additional departments because of the demand for additional staffing for this upcoming season. Normally, during the summer, it's the time of where you try to take it easy just a little bit. But right now, with getting prepared for concealed carry, all of the construction that's going to be going on, this is the time where most of the staff try to take vacation time because that's when it's a little bit less there are less bodies on campus than it is during the 9 months.
This is the opportunity to do it if you're going to do it.
If you're going to do it, this is the opportunity to try to get some quality vacation time away. But there was something else that I want to talk about, and even Director Schoen, we're both on the same page as on this one, and it's going back to concealed carry. When we might have to react or respond to a active shooter type situation, I think another one of the biggest concerns about this is once we enter, we don't know who's friend, and we don't know who's foe if everybody's got guns. So that's one of the biggest concerns, that it's not a matter of if, but a matter of when. And also, just taken nationally, there are states that have had concealed carry in place for 10 to 12 years. And there has not been one incident where someone had to pull their gun to protect themselves or someone else. So we're going to try to get through the initiation part of this, probably, hopefully, with the greatest of ease, and try to put everybody's mind at ease. But right now, there's a lot of people's concern, and we are trying to address those concerns.
Have you guys spoke with any lawmakers in Topeka about this? Have you got any of their feedback from your perspective?
When they were talking about this several years ago, all of the region's chiefs testified. We was there for 2 days. And the only thing that we can do is just encourage those who vote. This has to be changed in Topeka. And that's what we try to tell everybody. This is not something that was dreamed up by the university. This was a law that was passed by the lawmakers. These are the people that we vote in to represent us. They made this change.
And those testimonies, were you guys pretty unified against this?
Yes, we was unified. And we was unified. It's kind of like we wasn't against the Second Amendment. We just didn't think that we need a classroom with a bunch of people in it with guns.
Fair enough. Really appreciate you guys coming in. That was K-State Police Chief Ronnie Grice, also Brad Millington. Dave, on the other side of the glass, I hand it off to you, my friend.
Thank you much, Brady. Coming up, the Clark Howard Show, followed by Rush, Dan Patrick, the game of the Royals at 5:30 today on K-Man. Now you can